بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to bring to your attention something which is, I believe, of critical importance, and that is the situation with our ulama in our madaris. If you recall, just before Ramadan, I had sent out a message, a video message, urging you to ensure that the huffaz who used to come and lead Taraweeh in your masajid are not left high and dry now. In these times, because we have suspended Taraweeh thanks to the COVID lockdowns. And of course, I told you, please do not start Taraweeh, because that would be counterproductive. But instead of that, ensure that whatever you used to pay to those people continues to be paid, because they depend on it. That is their livelihood, they depend on it. Now, alhamdulillah, to the best of my knowledge, people did that. So I want to thank you. And alhamdulillah, I don't have to thank you. I'm thanking you only because you did what I had requested. But inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. Today I want to talk to you about the same matter in a way, because the need still remains. The need to take care of our ulama still remains. Because the COVID situation, may Allah help us, at least in India, it seems to be going from bad to worse. May Allah save us all from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah cause this to be may Allah relieve us from this suffering, from this calamity. But meanwhile, the fact remains that these ulama who have dedicated their lives to the teaching of deen are left high and dry. Now, some of you may dispute, you know, when I say dedicated their lives, people have different views, and some of those views, alhamdulillah, I'm not against that. I'm saying we may have different views in terms of, you know, the curriculum in madaris and so on and so forth, and what should be done and what changes. All of that is true. I am with you in that. I agree with you. Much change is needed. The fact is, right now, we are not talking about that. We are not talking about change. We are talking about relieving the suffering of these people. By all means, work to bring about the change that you think is will be beneficial. May Allah make it beneficial, in fact. And nobody has perfect answers. We are all trying to do the best. They are trying to do their best. We are trying to do our best. We need to work together. But meanwhile, the problem of the ulama and the hardship that they are suffering, this problem remains. And this problem must be taken care of. And believe me, the people to take care of those problems have to be ourselves. There is not going to be some third party coming out of nowhere to take care of those problems. So I strongly recommend to you, I don't want to make this a long message, because what I have to say is clear. It doesn't require long explanations. I want to make this very clear to you. I want to urge you, let us remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, be merciful to the inhabitants of the earth, and the owner of the day of judgment will be merciful to you. Be merciful to the people of the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on you. My brothers and sisters, the people who are most deserving of this mercy, the people who are most deserving of that compassion, are our ulama, number one. Number two, please understand, I'm not talking here about any particular alim. I am talking about ulama in general. The position of the ulama in general vis-a-vis us, meaning awamun nas, is the position of the father vis-a-vis his children. It's not a matter of age or it's not a matter of anything else. It is the position of the teacher compared to the students, which is the position of the father compared to the children. Tell me, how, what would you say if you knew a situation where in a family the father has to beg his sons and his daughters to give him money for his food? What would you say? Would you say anything to the father, or would you say something to those children? What would you say to the father? What would you say to the children? Please understand that when an alim has to come and ask you for help, this is like your father begging you for help for him to eat his meal. Believe me, there is absolutely nothing in the world which is more shameful than that. Shameful not for the alim, shameful not for the one who is asking, but shameful for you and me. That we have put our ulama in a situation where they have to beg us for their living. I'm not saying, when I say we have put, I'm not saying that you are personally culpable, you are not. But circumstances are like that. Circumstances today are like that. Where, thanks to this COVID and the lockdowns and so on, the madrasas are closed, the children are no longer there. And so therefore fees and so on have stopped. I know that even, you know, all our fancy schools are also more or less in that situation, but they are not in the, financially, they are not in that situation. So please, do not wait for them to come and ask you. You go and check. And I don't think great checking needs to be done. We know the situation. Especially, and I'm not asking you to send money to some other country. In your city, in your locality, in your mahalla, please ensure that the ulama who are in that place never have to extend a hand to ask anybody. You make sure that you take care of your izzah, you take care of your prestige, you take care of your honor, because it is a matter of your honor. It's not a matter of their honor, it's a matter of your honor. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace and in keeping with what you do for them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve you from your needs, just as you will relieve the ulama and the teachers, the asatiza and the madaris, of their needs. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and to make these actions of yours, the actions of charity, especially in these times, for our scholars, for our madaris, for our asatiza, I ask Allah to make this a wasila for you. When you need to ask Him for something over which you have no control. My brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah protect you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our ulama. May Allah put it in their hearts to make special dua for you. And may Allah accept their dua in your favor. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.